So the Gemara says, Hazaira v'habayrer. So Zohar is one of the Lamatas Melachos. What is Zohar? Winnowing. How do you winnow? You take a pitchfork and you throw up the grain mixed together with the chaff and the like and into the air, and the wind causes it to separate. The Gemara asks why, in fact, it is listed as a separate melacha. Seemingly, it's just another form of borer. And the Gemara basically says, yeah, borer, zon, rakid are the same melacha. And we'll return to perhaps what exactly the Gemara's answer is, but essentially they're identical. So that's all right. The Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samech, Chaver did it last year, I think. So the Gemara is talking about the Nezikin, the world of Nezikin. And the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Liva, Libsa, Ruach. So it clears about under what circumstances your Chayiv Mishum Eish, if the wind caused your fire to travel. And the Gemara asks from Shabbos, and Ravashi Amar, so there are actually a number of answers, and the truth is, if we were doing this properly, we'd go through each of the answers and figure out what they hold as well, but for today's purposes, we'll focus on Ravashi's answer. Ki amrina zor v'ruach m'sayatu hani milil inyan Shabbos, tam lechz m'achshav sasa Torah. Alohacha grama ba'almahu, v'grava nezikin potter. So we have a seemingly an identical situation where you have koach acham ruach bo, you have the wind causing the fire to spread and the wind causing the separation to take place. And with respect to Shabbos, you're chayiv. Why? Melachos machshavos asur Torah. And with respect to Nezikin, you're potter. Why? Because it's grama ba'alma. What's that mean? Melachos machshavos, Rashi said, niskama machshavto. So Melachos Machshavos teaches us, as we've noted, generally speaking, it's a kula. Here it's a chumra. Melachos Machshavos teaches us that since you're nichale beruach mesayato, in other words, you want to utilize the force of the wind to cause your vreira, so therefore you are chayiv. So even though it's grama, at least that's a simple reading of the Gemara, it is grama, but doesn't matter, you're chayiv in grama for Shabbos when it's nichalei, certainly when you're mechavein, like over here. So grama is not an absolute p'tur, it's a p'tur for Nezikin perhaps, but not for Shabbos. Why? Melechus mechshavos asur Torah. Ad kan Ravashi's answer. Is your hand there? No. Oh, okay. So the question, of course, that we're going to address, that everybody wonders about, is this concept would seem to contradict a Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Chaf. The Gemara is talking there about a fire. Perhaps we'll return to this Gemara when we do Melechas Kivoy. But the Gemara is talking about a case where you have a fire, there's no sakana at all, so therefore you're not simply allowed to extinguish the fire. But the Gemara is an Eitzah. You make a mechitza with kelim, bein meleim, bein mekanim, b'shvil shalotavor adleika. So the Gemara says, how could you do this? How could you put out the fire? In other words, what's going to happen is the fire is going to spread, it's going to reach the kelim, and it's going to be extinguished. And the Gemara says, that's okay. According to the Rama, this type of grama is only mutter b'makom hefseid, following the Mordechai. According to probably most other Rishonim, there isn't that limitation, but regardless, it's certainly not Chayiv Midoraisa. And the Gemara says the reason why is because Losasa Kol Melacha, Siu De'Aser, Gramashari, Pasuk says Losasa Kol Melacha, so only Asiya Zaser, this isn't Asiya. Grama is Mutter, Shari, either always Mutter, Mutter Bokum Hesed, but certainly Grama isn't Chayiv. So we seem to have an overt Sira. The Gemara in Shabbos says your grama is mutter, certainly potter, because lo sase kol melacha, it's not asiya. The Gemara in Bava Kama says grama is chayiv. And while you could have tried to answer, well, grama is mutter if you're not mechavein or something like that, but presumably, in both cases, you're mechavein. In both cases, in the case of Kiboy, I'm intending to put out the fire through this grama, and that's mutter. In the case of, let's say, zora, you're intending to separate through wind, and you're chayev. And again, the Gemara indicates that this is a general principle, the Gemara in Bava Kamma. So how are you miyashiv this? So the first approach, perhaps the simplest approach, is the Rosh. The Rosh in Bava Kamma, over there, answers, Dahasam Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah, he's explaining the Gemara Bava Kamma, that in the case of Shabbos Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah, so you're chai for grama, Afal pi de lo have el grama, be'alma, behachi chiva Torah, kevan de melacha zu, ikar asiasa, ayide ruach. Afal hacha, grama be'alma, the grama zigan potter. The simple understanding of the Rosh, or maybe the conventional reading of the Rosh, is that the Rosh is saying as follows, that Zohar is an exception. It suggests akasav that Zohar is chayiv. It's one of the Lamites Melachos, or not Exer Sarkasav, but we have a Mesorah, we have a Kabbalah, that Zohar is chayiv. And therefore, since we know Zohar is chayiv, and we also know Zohar is grama, so it must be that you are chayev in Zorah for grama. Now, clearly, if you hold like this, there's no problem with the Gemara and Shabbos. Zorah is the exception. The rule is grama is mutter, or at least potter. Hence, and with respect to kibbutz, it's going to be mutter. And Zorah is an exception. Now, if you read... Okay, good. So why doesn't it say that?
Oh, good. It by definition is grama.
Okay, good. So I agree.
That's how.
But
I
let's. That's what you wrote in your notes. What did you write in your notes?
Zora by definition is grama.
Right, but the question is like this: is the pshat, as I said, like the conventional approach? If you look at any of the poskim, you'll see this conventional approach that it's saying zora is Exer Sarkasov. That's the conventional approach. Okay, Yoshua is questioning the conventional approach. We're going to question that in a moment. And I have more note to Yoshua's reading. But the conventional approach is that Zora is an exception. Melacha Zu is the Lashon of the Rosh. Melacha Zu, Ikras Yasa Adei Ruach. And the reason for the conventional approach is because like this. How do you know that Zora is Chayev? In other words, if I have a rule that grama is potter, right? The Torah says, Losask Malacha Siud Asar Grama Shari, so maybe Zohar is not Chayev. Who told me Zohar is Chayev? Who told me Zohar is Chayev? So the Rosh is saying, no, Zohar, we know it's Chayev. How do we know Zohar is Chayev? Because we know it's one of the Lamites Malachos. Now, there are a couple of difficulties in this reading. Of the Rosh. This is the correct reading of the Rosh. Number one is the Gemara in Bava Kamma is very problematic because the Gemara in Bava Kamma seems to lay out a general principle of Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. It's not like Exer Sakasav that Zohar is an exception. Number two is it really true that there's a Mesorah? What is the... What are the Lamites Melachos? So I hope to get to this in the second half of today's shiur when we talk about Kotesh. But if we look at that Gemara briefly for a moment on Ayin Dalet Aleph, the simple reading of the Gemara, whether you read like Rashi or Tosfos, is that there is no Mesorah, what is the Lamites Melachos, what they are. Maybe that there are Lamites Melachos, we know, because of a Mesorah or some type of gematria or the like, but what is included in those 39 is not at all clear. Why? Because the Gemara asks, maybe Kotesh should be included in the Lamites Melachos. Kotesh is pounding the wheat to remove the bran, similar to Dush, but because in Dush also the outer shell is removed. Here, in the case of Dush, I think you're removing the outer husk of the wheat. In the case of Kotesh, you're removing the layer of bran. Is that right?
Yeah, the bran or the germ.
The
yeah.
bran or the germ, okay? And you're trying to get white bread, so you're removing the bran by pounding it. So it's similar to Dush. Either way, the Gemara says, why are you chayiv? And the Gemara says, well, I guess there's two answers to the Gemara. According to Abaye, it's because there's a chisaron in the malacha. After all, ani is ochel pito below ksisha. Only wealthy people eat white bread. Poor people eat whole wheat bread. Right? Times have changed. And Rava says no, because we can't include ksisha, because there's only 39 malachos, not 40. The Gemara says, all right, well, then include kotesh and take out one of the other ones. So Gemara says, you're right. Bai's answer is correct, that it must be that there's some chisaron, because it's not in Sidur Depas. Now, either that means, the way Tosis reads it, is that it's not enough to be in the Mishkan to be an Av. You need to be in the Mishkan plus be Chashav, and this is in Chashav, Ani Ochal Pita Velo Ksisha, so it's not good enough to be an Av. Or the way Rashi seems to read it is that Kotesh actually is an Av, along with Dash. It's just not included in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah only lists Lamed Tes Melachos, the Mishnah lists Sidur Depas. We'll return maybe later to the question of, it seems like according to Rashi there's more than 39 Melachos. It sounds like from Rashi, if you did Kotesh and Dash, Behelam Echad Yechai Shtayim, there are difficulties with that Mahalich, but one way or the other, what the Gemara is basically saying is that there isn't a Mesorah. In other words, if they're what the 39 are. If we read the Rush in the, as I said, in this conventional way, he's saying, no, we know that Zara is a Malacha, and therefore, since Zara is a Malacha, must be that you are Chayev, even though it's Grama. Yes?
Couldn't you just read him as saying that we know that the Torah authored all of the significant steps that were done in the Mishkan, and therefore that the Torah was Chayev Zora, even though it's a Grama, because Zora is a significant step that was done during the Mishkan?
Yeah, maybe that's what he means. The difficulty is, maybe, if I've reason to exempt it, right, like the fact that it was Grama, so maybe it's insignificant due to its being Grama, or something like that. You could say that. I hear. So, either way, the Lashon HaGemara Bava Kama is difficult.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
In terms of the Lashon HaGemara, why wouldn't the Rosh Hashanah Gemara as a description as opposed to laying out a rule? Meaning, Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah isn't saying that the rule is that by Melechas Shabbos we ask a Grama. It's there are instances in which something called Melechas Machshavos, which is sort of taking the place of Grama here, is also as an example of that.
I don't understand. Hani Milu Linyan Shabbos, the Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah.
Because there are instances in Shabbos where Melechas Machshavos is Asur, something which is not a direct act.
Melechas Machshavos means, includes Grama, right?
But it doesn't mean that it's a rule. It just means that there are instances where it happens. Because it's saying,
Melechas Machshavos teaches me that it could be chayav, right?
But how do I know that's a rule? Maybe it's just,
okay, whatever it is, it's a description. But Melechas Machshavos teaches me that there's, the words Melechas Machshavos teach me that there's a possibility for Grama being chayav, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So if that's true, so it's not Melechazu, it's not just limited to Zora and nothing
because
else.
But if it's not a rule, so then it could be limited to this Melacha. And I'm just saying that there is a concept of Grama being chayav by Shabbos. Is that because that's part of how I define?
But Melechas Machshavos does teach me that at least the possibility of Grama being chayav for Shabbos is true. Right?
Maybe. Well, maybe that's not what Melechas meaning.
If it's not what Melechas Machshavos means, then how is the Gemara answering its question?
Because it's describing that there are instances of Grama that are chayav on Shabbos.
Right. So the words Melechas Machshavos teach me that Grama could be chayav on Shabbos. It's yitachin achiyav. You just, okay, you have to figure out why or when. Fine. So it there's no reason that it would have to be limited to Melechas Zu. Right? It's teaching me a broader principle.
Okay.
Anyway, I think you could argue And perhaps this is what Yeshua is getting at, that, and this would answer both of the questions, is that it doesn't dafka mean this melacha as though there's a gzeiras hakasav. Rather, it's melachos like this, right? Now, he says melachazu, so I don't know that there's any other example necessarily. We'll think about if there are. We have to figure out what makes this unique. But anything that would be similar to Zorah would be chayav.
Bishul.
We'll think about what it is. But that's, if we read it that way, so then first of all, the Gemara is telling me a principle in its answer. Melachos Mashavos does teach me something. And you need not necessarily say then that there's a Gzeiras HaKasav Dafka, that Zorah is a melacha. That would still, you could say no. That we figure out what the melachos are, however we're going to figure it out. If you wish, the 39 significant steps that took place in Binyan HaMishkan. But there's no knowledge that Dafka Zorah. Just once I know Zorah is Melachos Machsheves, then it would be mistaber to include it. Now,
I'm sorry, I don't follow how Rabbi's reading the Rush.
That the Rush isn't saying, oh, there's a Gzeiras HaKasav of Zorah's Chayev. No. Melachos Machsheves Asra Torah teaches me that something like Zorah, which is Iker Melacha al Yedei Grama, is Mutter. So let's read the Lashon of the Rush. Is Aser. Thank you. Da'asa Melachos Machsheves Asra Torah. Afal pi delohave ela grama be'alma. Ba'achi chiva Torah. Even the Melacha zu, Iker Asiyasa Yedei Ruach. We learn from Melachos Machsheves that anything that Iker Melacha al Yedei Ruach or al Yedei Grama is Chayev. In which case, it would be true for any malacha that ikar asiyas al yidei grama. Now, is there evidence for this? So, we might find, certainly in other Rishonim, where this is true, where we find malachos that are seemingly chayiv in grama, and there is no special gzeiras hakasav in those cases. One example would be the Rambam Shita by Tzeda. The Rambam writes that one of the examples that you're chayav for tzeda is if you send out hunting dogs, and it's like, you know, in England, you're catching the fox or the rabbit or something like that, and you send out your dogs, and the dogs are chasing the rabbit, and then the rabbit's running towards you, and you step in the way of the rabbit, and then it gets startled. The dogs catch it. So that is a chiyuv d'oraisa of tzeda. So the question is, that seems to be grama, right? I didn't trap the dogs, the rabbit. I just stepped in the way of the rabbit, which allowed the dogs to catch the rabbit. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, which I sent you to look at, in Simen Shin Tazayin Sif Katan Yud, he writes that the reason why you're chayev, even though it's grama, is because shekein derech hatzayadim. That's a normal way to hunt. Where did the Mishnah Berurah get this from? So look at the Shartzion over there. Hosafti sarzu. Dilav achi tikshiel Rambam. Lama mechuyev ba'omi b'fana v'hivhilo. Lu yiyah yi shahaya adam tzodat zvivu v'hivhilo. B'vadei lo. Mechuyev mishum tzeda bavor she'amad v'hivhilo l'tzvi. Why? And he cites the Gemara in Bava Kama L'inyan Zayra, meaning to say, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? He's saying, look, I'm looking at this Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samech, and I'm saying that what's the pshat in Zorah. Meleches Machshaves doesn't teach me any time it's Grama plus Machavein Lekach, your Chayev. Maybe from Rashi you would get that impression, but that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's saying the Yesod of the Gemara in Bava Kama is any time that's the normal way to do the Melacha. So since Kein Derech Hatzayadim, the normal way to hunt is through Grama, so Memela, your Chayev for Grama. We learn from Zora not that every grama that's mechavein is chayev, but rather any time the normal way of doing the melacha is al yedei grama, then you're chayev even though it's al yedei grama. Along similar lines, if you look at that tshuva that I sent you from Reb Chaim Ozer on electricity, he says a very similar type of svara. Reb Chaim Ozer is addressing the question of the permissibility of using electricity on Shabbos and on Yantif, and apparently they had asked him to write an article in a journal about this topic. So he says, you know, it's not the appropriate thing to write about in a journal. Why? Because everybody knows electricity is aser, and it's already mekubal, and that's accepted. So if I start writing the reasons, so people will, you know, read my reasons, and I'll say, oh, that's not such a good reason. Electricity is mutter. What? Right? So, Mimela, it's not a journal, you know, a magazine is not like the proper place to write about that. He doesn't say you shouldn't learn a topic or write about it. He says that's, the magazine isn't the right place. But anyway, Tochbar, he does talk about it. And one of the basic things he says is the same thing, that we learn out from Zorev Ruch Masayato, that I'll read you the lashon. To kol shu meleches machshaves u melacha misavid baofen zeh hashem meleches machshaves shasra Torah. The lo dami laha de shabes kofchaf begram kiboy shu ba bemikra v'chiyagavna aminan lo tasa kol melacha de grama shari b'chiyagavna lo chashem melacha avol baofen sham melacha hi tamid al yidei grama zeh chashem meleches machshaves. In other words, what is the resolution to the contradiction between Shabbos and Bava Kama? So again, the first approach, the conventional approach in a rush, would be simply to say that Zohar is an exception. The correct approach of Chaim Ozer is to say is Zohar and the like are the exception. Vos meint and the like. Zohar and Milachos like Zohar, where the common way or a common way of performing the melacha is al yedei grama. So a common way to turn on a light is by flipping a switch. So even if flipping a switch is grama, even if you're going to argue that it's grama, it clears about maybe it is a grama, it isn't grama, but even if you said, and all these things, the common way to do a million and one melachos nowadays is al yedei grama, if you think that using machines and the like would be grama. But even if you're to say that they're grama, even if you're to argue that they're grama, that doesn't really matter, because the principle we learn from Zorah is if this is the normal way to do it, grama is not a problem. Melachos machshav sasra Torah, whenever this is the normal way of doing it, so then it's chayev. And why is grama in a melachos kiboy potter? Because that is not the normal way of doing it. During the week, you would never put out a fire by surrounding it with barrels of water. You would throw water on it. You would use a fire extinguisher. You would blow it out. You would put a fire blanket on it. You would never do it this way. So this is not the normal way of doing kiboy. So therefore, it's potter and mutter, mashein kein. Any time the normal way of doing the melacha is grama, then it's aser. That's the yesod advarim. So essentially, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying with respect to the Rambam being mechayev for seida al yedei grama. And again, that might be what the Rosh is saying. It's not clear that's what the Rosh is saying. After all, you know, the Rosh does say melacha zu, so you could read the Rosh more narrowly, as saying, as like we said, the conventional reading which would limit it to Dafka Zora. However, it's reasonable to say that the Rosh might be saying this. So that is the first Mahalik. How are we Miyashiv the Stira between Gemara Bava Kama Bava Shab and the Gemara and Shabbos? The answer is either the narrow reading of Rosh, that's approach number one, Dafka Zora is the exception, or answer number two, the broader reading of the Rosh, which is Zora and the like are the exception to Hainu. Anytime this is the normal way of doing things, we see that the Mishnah Berurah embraced this approach, we see that Reb Chaim Ozer embraced this approach as well. I don't know if they said it B'dasa Rosh or they didn't, but they certainly thought that it was true.
Ready?
Yes?
Two questions. Number one, isn't this Mahalik at least a small jump from the Rosh? Because there's no other way to do Zora.
Yes, right? It absolutely is. Okay. That's the question. In other words, the question is, do we read the Rosh narrowly? It's only when the only way to do the Malach is Aide Grama, Kagon Zora, in which case it would turn out that this approach is wrong, and Tzeid Aide Grama should be Mutter, and turning on lights or cooking or doing everything else Aide Grama should be Mutter, right? That's or again, and to be fair, though the Mishnah Berurah adopts this approach, B'dasa Ramam in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't necessarily say Nirash. Chaim Ozer also takes it for granted. It doesn't say Nirash, but it might be the Pshat and Nirash. Questionable, right? So we have two answers to the question. Either the narrow reading of the Rosh, which is Zoret alone is the exception, because that's the only way to do the Melacha,
right,
is Aide Grama, or no, Zoret and the like. Now, all this wouldn't really, doesn't seem to help us for Rashi, because Rashi doesn't sound, again, going back to that first Rosh, doesn't sound like he's saying that this is unusual. All you need to be chayv is niskama machshavto, right? So you have niskama machshavto. If Aide Grama, you did exactly what you wanted to do, then you're chayv. That's what Malach Machshavas Asra Tera teaches me. Niskama machshavto, you're chayv. Nothing special about Zora. It's nothing special about Zora and the like. It's niskama machshavto. So according to Rashi, Hadra Koshi L'Dochta, we still have to ask, why is Gram Kiboy Mutter? L'chora, Gram Kiboy is niskama machshavto.
Rebbe?
Yes?
How did we answer our second question with this Mahalach? I mean, why can't you still ask Mehechetesi that the Torah asked this kind of Grama if we see in other cases that Grama is Mutter?
The answer is that once the principle of Melechash Machshavas Asra Torah, regardless of whether Zohar is a Melech or not, the principle of Melechash Machshavas Asra Torah teaches me that you're chayav for grama when ikar melachta al yidei kach. So then there's no reason to exclude Zohar as a melacha.
And the fact that...
Right? The only reason to exclude Zohar from a melacha would be if there's a reason to think that based off of the rules of Shabbos, Zohar should be potter. But once, there's no reason to exclude Zohar based off the rules
then
of Shabbos.
Why shouldn't I say by other melachos, like Seda, if there's a way to do the melacha, which is not Aide Grama, I should say, Mehechitesi, the Torah asked this often.
Because Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah. In other words, once you think that the principle of Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah teaches me that any time Ikar Melachto is Aide Grama, you're Chayev, if that's what the words mean, so there's no reason to potter you in the case of Tzeda once it's Derech HaTzayadin.
I don't understand, why isn't that just another... Meaning, so now we're pushing the question onto the Gemara as opposed to pushing it onto Zohar. But meaning, if we're...
Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah teaches me something, right? What does it teach me? What is the Gzeres HaKasuv of Melachas Machshavas teaching me? According to this reading, it's teaching me that whenever the Ikar Melacha is Al Yedei Grama, then you're high. That's the drasha that we're learning out from Lachas Mashavas.
Well, why wouldn't I say, meaning the same question asked by Zohar, why would I say, kumtais from the fact that Gram Kibui is only awesome either Rabbanon, that I shouldn't read the Gemara that way, basically?
I agree. We have two drashos, right? We have Losasa Kol Melacha, which teaches me I'm chayiv and Grama, under certain circumstances. We have Losasa Kol Melacha, Siuda Asar Grama Shari. What's the resolution? The resolution is very simple. When it's Iker Melachto Aide Grama, you're chayev. when it's arai or akrai or mishunadika way of doing it, so then you're potter and a mutter. Yes?
Under this hagdara, the case of putting the bowl under the candle, would chayra be derech melachta, right?
Not sure.
In general, that's the type of thing you do all week long. If you don't want to risk a fire in your house, you leave water underneath it to catch the fire. Would that be a rai, or would that be in this reading of the rush, or would that be...
It would be a question that you'd have to ask.
What does the Rosh Paschim in that case?
I don't know. Good look. Okay. Now, so again, where are we standing? We have two pshatim in a rush, how to be miyashev the stira, but we're still left wondering how would Rashi possibly be miyashev the stira? Because Rashi seems to understand from the Gemara Bava Kama that any time it's niskama machshavto, then you're chayev. So, if you take a look at the tour, Simon Shin Lama Dalet, where the tour is discussing this heter of Gram Kiboy. So the tour says, why is it mutter? Kevan Shenu Mechavin Lakach. V'chein Yachol Itin Elam Yitzida Ha'acheres Mashkin. You could put the reason why this type of Kiboy is mutter is because you're not Mechavin for Kiboy. So the Torah sounds like the Torah understands that there's not a chiluk between the case of putting on the talis and the case of putting the barrels around the fire. In both cases, the reason why it's mutter is because you're not mechavin for kiboy, and the reason why it's mutter, whatever we're matir in terms of Kiboy, the reason why it's mutter is because you're not miskaven for kiboy. That's at least the way the Shilta Giborim read the Torah. Take a look at the Shilta Giborim. It's on Yomar Makomos. Kol makom nir ali devadai kol gram kiboy de sharinan hu beinyan sheinu mechaven lechabos. Ela shuosa shum davar lach tzotz bepnei adleika v'yidei kach ba kiboy. When is it mutter to do kiboy? When you're not mechaving. Like you put something that's chotzitz b'fnei adleika, deprisas or mechitzas kelim melei mayim, shen mechavin l'chabos el lahagin. V'hilkach, I b'hai ma'isa sh'oseh b'am emei la kiboy sh'ap your dummy. D'lo ave el lagram kiboy b'lo miskaving. Di mechavin l'kach, says the Torah, as explained by the Shilta Giborim, Mechavim is always Aser. Right? Now, according to this, we have a very simple resolution to the contradiction between Shabbos and Bava Kama. The answer is that the Gemara in Bava Kama says Gram is Aser whenever you're Mechavim. And the Gemara Shabbos is not Matir Gram Kiboy Kishim Mechavim. The Gemara is only Matir Gram Kiboy below Kavana. Maybe it's a psik resha, but it's not mechavein. It's grama below kavana. So if we were to say that Rashi learns like the Shilta Giborim Bidas HaTor, there's no question. In other words, if to go back to the Lashon of the Rashi and Bava Kama, if it's niskama machshavto, it's chayev. Now, what does it mean you're not mechavein? What does it mean you're not mechavein? Of course you're mechavein.
You just want to contain the fire.
Right. In other words, you don't want to put out the fire. The fire is going to put itself out. All you want to do is prevent the fire from spreading. And if it goes out, so be it. It goes out. Not mechave.
In the case where you put the talis on?
Either one. Yeah.
How is that lahagin about the chavos?
It's easy. There, I'm just putting my talus on because I'm cold, and in the middle of the fire goes out, or I put impediments in the fire that prevent the fire from spreading, and in the middle it goes out, right? But I'm not mechaving for kiboy, right? the fire goes out on its own. What I did was I prevented the fire from spreading. But what actually put the fire out? The fire put itself out. I don't care if the fire went out or not. As long as the fire kept on burning in that localized place, it didn't go any further than that spot, that would have been perfectly fine with me. And that's why it's not mechave. So again, according to the reading of the Torah, then it's fine. Now, we should note, Beis Yosef points out that Rav Rishonim disagree with the Torah, and the like. So basically, what do we have? We have, I guess, three approaches to resolving the contradiction between Bava Kamma and Shabbos. Number one is the narrow reading of the Rosh, Dafka Zorek, because it's the only way to do the Malachas Ayde Grama. Approach number two, the Rambam, Mishneh Berurah, Rav Chaim Ozer, maybe the Rosh, the broader reading of the Rosh, that any time the normal way to do the Malacha is Ayde Grama, then that's Chayev. And when is it Pater/Mutter? When that's a unusual way of doing the Malacha. And finally, approach number three, Shilta Givorim, maybe Rashi, Tur, is that the Chiddush of Melach Nashav Sasotar teaches me anytime you're Mechavim, you'd be Chayev. And the only time Grama's Mutter is when you're not Mechavim. Obviously, that would be the most expansive, right? Yes?
The way the Shilta Givorim brings about like this, but it's another Rishonim, they're all agreeing that in Mechavim, just the point of another Rishonim, it's just the Gram, but it's a separation.
That's correct.
So when the Shilta Givorim, all the Mepharshim are saying it's
not. That's true. That's the way the Shilta Givorim reads it. But if we accept the Beis Yosef, that Rav Rishonim disagree with it, but it still might be, even if Beis Yosef acknowledges, that's the opinion of the Torah. So, okay, it could be machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Shilta Givorim, whether this is like a Das Yachid or it's the mainstream perspective. Good. So those are the three answers. So if I were to ask you, let's say, what's halacha? Are you allowed to put wheat in a water mill on Shabbos? And then, obviously, when you use a water mill, you're not doing the Tochein, the force from the river turns the water wheel, which turns the millstone, which in turn crushes the wheat.
Isn't that by fire?
So, okay, is it the Rabbanan or Deraisa?
Yeah.
So, first of all, we should note that though the Ramah Paskins, like the Mordechai, that there's a general is the Rabbanan, the Mechaber doesn't cite that. According to the Mechaber, it might be Hatter. According to the Ramah, it would be an Issur D'Rabbanan. So what would you say? So if you learn, I would have said, if you learn like the narrow reading of the Rosh, it's possible you'd be Potter. If you read like the broader reading of the Rosh, Mishneh Berurah, Rambam, Rav Chaim Ozer would be Chayev. And certainly, if you learn like Rashi/Tur, Shilta Giborim, you would be Chayev. That's what I would have thought. Now, there's a very famous Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Nun Beisif Katan Chaf, where the Magen Avraham says, you're Potter. You're Chayev for Rechayim Shel Yad, but not a water mill. Now, basically, what does it sound like Reb Chaim Ozer is accepting? He's accepting the narrow reading of the Rosh, right? Because it's normal to use a water mill to do tochein. So in terms of the three possibilities that we suggested, he's adopting the most lenient approach, that the only time you'd ever be chayev for grama zayra, and therefore since using the water wheel would be a type of grama, then it would be potter. Whereas if you, again, took the broader approach to the Rosh, certainly if you held like Rashi, you would be chayev. So that's the pashtus. The pashtus is, yeah. And if you hold like Rashi, or certainly if you hold like the broader reading of the Rashi, would be chayev in this case. Do we accept this Magen Avraham? So the Achronim, for the most part, totally reject the Magen Avraham. Well before the electricity Shaila came up, among them, the Evan HaOzer, the Aruch HaShulchan, and many, many other achronim. A number of them are cited in that tshuva from Reb Chaim Ozer that I sent you to in Chelek Gimel, Simen Samech. They use a very forceful lashon against this Magen Avram. Tzavchu alav kol gdolei ha'olam, hel yirabba, pnei Yeshua, tosef ha'shabish. They banged him on the head, kadkado, and they threw out this Magen Avram. But it does seem like that's the question. In other words, it does seem like there was a perspective, the Magen Avram, who A, paskened like the Rush, and B, accepted the narrow reading of the Rush. But again, halacha, as we've seen, we don't seem to accept that view. We accept, probably don't accept Rashi either. We accept the broader, because we paskin, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're allowed to put out a fire, al yidei grama, even when it's mechavin l'chach. So we accept neither the narrow reading of the Rush, endorsed by the Magen Avram, nor the broad reading of Rashi, that endorsed by the Shulchan Gibborim, that any time you're mechavin, it's aser. And rather, we accept the middle view, which is that any time that's the normal way to do the melacha, then you'll be chayev. It's an interesting thing to think about. Does that mean the normal way, bizman ha-mishkan, or even the normal bizman ha-zet? As you could have imagined saying, we'll take the middle approach, but it was sort of, you know, whatever was normal bizman ha-mishkan is included in lo saska melacha. But no, we accept the broad, that anything that's normal, even bizman ha-zet, is bechlal the yisr. Lo saska melacha says if it's the normal way to do the melacha, then it's aser. Another very important issue that comes up here, I don't think we're going to examine it fully, but I sent you to a small piece from the Nefesh HaRav, in which he quotes Rav Soloveitchik as deriving from that Gemara in Bava Kama, that you see that koach acher demivuar dafilu koach acher murav bo, Gam kein hu melacha d'oraisa, af al pi ha-melacha einena mishave ad la'achar zman. So first of all, you see the Rav was taking for granted that the Gemara in Bava Kama is not just teaching us a unique halacha b'zora, but it's teaching us a principle that can be extrapolated to all other melachos. Okay, so we've already seen that's not a chiddush. That seems to be the mainstream view of almost all the poskim. But he's saying an interesting chiddush. The Rav, or Rav Shechter, sort of bala fuke, the approach to grama adopted by a number of poskim, perhaps most notably Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman held that using a timer is at worst a grama. Shlomo Zalman was machalik between a timer to delay malacha versus a timer to speed up malacha. What do I mean to say? Let's give an example. Let's say my air conditioner is slated to go on at 11 a.m. with a timer. We're assuming for now timers are okay, not like Rav Moshe, which is the mainstream view. So my air conditioner is now slated to go on at 11. But it's very cold. Turns out that it was much cooler than I anticipated. It's really only about 68 degrees outside, so I don't want my air conditioner to go on. So can I remove the pin, let's say, and basically the air conditioner will remain off? Is that mutter? You have to deal with the issue of tiltum muksa. Maybe you do tiltum menatzad, if you could do that. Maybe if you think that this is mutter, it's not even going to be a klishmachto, it won't be muksa. Or maybe in a klishmach lehater. You can do this every week. You can always decide, you know, leave it up in the air whether your air conditioner is going to go on or off. So that is not even grama. That's just preventing malach from happening. Shlomo Zalman said that's heter gamar. Whereas, let's say the opposite is the case. Your air conditioner is slated to go on at 3 p.m. and it's boiling. You want it to go on earlier at 11. Now it's 8 o'clock, so you want to move the pin earlier. So that's grama. In other words, you're causing malacha to happen. Or it wasn't even slated to go on at all. It's just you left your timer on and have the ability to turn it on de grama. In other words, it's running on a timer. Some people have air conditioners like that or lights like that. So that's grama. It's going to go on in 2 hours, no problem. That's grama. Now, grama, at least for Ashkenazim, is awesome. It's Rabbanan, fine. But grama is one of the malachos, Isurim de Rabbanan, that we seem to be more makel about. V'haraya, we say it's mutar b'makom hafsid. Not every Isur de Rabbanan is mutar b'makom hafsid. And therefore, in when there's a big tzorach, like a hafsid, we would also be willing to be makel. So if, give you an example, I remember in Karen Biavne once, they messed up the air conditioner on Shabbos, and it was supposed to go on using a timer, and it wasn't, I don't know, they didn't put the pin in correctly, or it was too late, I don't remember the details. So at least my recollection was that's Rubinstein, and Rubinstein, based off of this Pesach of Shlomo Zalman, that turning it on, changing the time, putting it on with the timer is grama, so he thought, okay, you know, for the whole yeshiva certainly, to have the air conditioner off on a hot Shabbos in Karen Biavne is going to be mutter, to be matir grama would be tsar, and he allowed it. That's the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman, and the truth is that all of the grama machines, which have proliferated in recent years, more or less are based off of this Havan of Grama from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So in this little piece that I gave you from Rav Schechter, and it's elaborated on in Beis Yosef Shaol, Choveres Aleph, Amud Ayin Aleph, as well as other places, you could find that in the back of the Beis Medrash along with the Beis Yitzchaks. So he says, no, we learn from the Gemara Bava Kama not that way. Again, the way Rav Schechter puts it is that we learn from Bava Kama de Mivur dafilu b'koach acher me'urav bo gam ken havi malacha de oraisa afal pi shamalacha enana mishave ad la'achar zman. Why does Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach think that this is grama? Because nothing's happening for a while, right? Nothing, in the case of the air conditioning button, turning it on, nothing's going to happen for 2 hours, right? Enana mishave ad la'achar zman. Says the Rav, no, it's not true. That could be Malacha Deraisa. You see that from Zohar. In other words, what's the Koach Acher Me'urav Bo? The timer is sort of going around in a circle. And even though it doesn't happen till later. Now, it's sort of interesting, because I would have said that Zohar is not Lachar Zman, Zohar is immediately, right? Well, it's not quite immediately. Would Zohar be chayav if the wind isn't yet blowing?
It would be zero otherwise. It would
just hold everything. No, it's going to start. It's on and off wind. Or, even still, let's imagine that the wind doesn't have an effect until it's like 2 or 3 feet in the air, right? The first couple of feet, there's no wind because it's blocked by my barn or by my fence or the like. And then I throw it up, and after 3 feet, I throw it up 5 feet in the air. So after it gets to be 3 feet high, then the wind has an effect and it blows away the chaff and
everything.
Oh, so that's the question. But that the grumman machines, what about them? Now, as I press a button, and quarter of a second later, my wheelchair turns right or goes forward or the like. It's kimat imperceptible. Maybe it's slightly imperceptible. I once asked someone who has one of those grandma wheelchairs. So he said, it's like the difference between driving. I asked him if it's a difference for when it's on the Shabbos mode versus on the weekday mode. So he said, it's like the difference between driving a Porsche and a Buick. Right? When you drive a Porsche, so you turn a wheel, and immediately, you know, you feel the car start to move. You drive a Buick, so you turn the wheel, and, you know, slowly the car. So, I've never driven a Porsche. I can't.
That's how I drive on Shabbos.
Right. As long as you drive a Buick, it's okay on Shabbos. So, it's possible to take an intermediate view. That's sort of what you're suggesting. That's something to think about. if you're going to, there might be three perspectives here. And as we already alluded to, and the truth is in that tshuva that I sent you from Reb Chaim Ozer, he refers to this idea, the debate between Rashi and the Rama, in terms of understanding why Bidka Demaya is Grama. Why is Koach Sheni over there? Is it just an issue of time, distance, indirectness? Is the pshat that when I unleash the dam, the water isn't here yet? Or is the pshat that even if the water is here, but it takes some time before it reaches the guy and drowns him? So, I think, what time is it? We're probably not going to do that today. But that question of how you understand that sugya is going to be very important. And again, here you see Rav Shechter at the very least learning, deriving from that Gemara Bava Kama a much broader principle than presumably Rav Shlomo Zalman did. Is the question of Zora Chayev, even if it's Lachar Zman? Okay. Now, one other, I forgot to mention it. And we sort of mentioned that the mainstream view is against paskening like the Rush. We said that the Magen Avraham certainly, or at least the narrow version of the Rush, the Magen Avraham certainly did accept the narrow version of the Rush. I think so does the Minchas Chinuch and Zora Os Aleph, that it's Exeris HaKasov Dafka by Melecha Zora. I think if you look at the, when I talked about the conventional approach of the Magen Avraham, so one expositor of that conventional approach, if you want to see it in print, I think was the Minchas Chinuch. So and again, Minchas Chinuch and probably the Magen Avraham as well, right? Okay, good. So that's the Oraisa Zora. There's a very fascinating, the standard Zora, I should say. There's a very fascinating Yerushalmi that has another application of Zora, which is highly controversial. The Yerushalmi says, Rakak v'hifrichaso haruach chayev mishom Zora. I spit. I know that Aaron was very interested in this question. You know, from where Aaron comes from, people say like, oh, it's spitting distance from up in the country in New Rochelle. So you have to know what spitting distance is. So this Yerushalmi is quoted by a number of Rishonim, including the Maril, and it's quoted in the Dark Emotion. The Rama cites it in Or HaChaim, Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud Zayin. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi seems to be saying that any time the wind is mechalek something, the wind scatters something, so that's Zora. In other words, what's Zora? I throw my grain up into the air and the wind scatters it. So too, when I spit into the air and the wind scatters it, I should be chayv. Now, the question is, do we accept this Yerushalmi? And that will presumably depend on whether there's an indication that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. So the answer is, there's a very strong indication that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, the Gemara that we mentioned before. The Gemara asks, Hainu Barer, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Merakeit. They're all three the same. And the Gemara says, yeah, Taka, but since they were all in a Mishkan, you're Chayev, they're considered separate Melachos. Now, if you learn like the Yerushalmi, Zora is not like the other two. Zora is scattering in the wind, and Borer and Merakeit are about separating. In other words, the question of Hainu, Borer, Hainu, Zora, Hainu, Merakeit is not at all true. If you learn like the Yerushalmi, Zohar is a fundamentally different melacha. Sometimes it's like Borer, like when you're separating the wheat and the chaff, but sometimes it's not, because you're chayiv, even if it's scattering. The melacha has nothing to do with separating, it has to do with scattering. And that is why a number of achronim, including the Igletal, the Kiv Eger, says we don't really, and of course the Bir Halacha, as you saw, say, we don't really paskin like this Yerushalmi, despite its being cited by the Rama. If you take a look at that tshuva, Rabbi Kiveger, cited by the Bir Halacha that I sent you to, it's an interesting shaila. I was going for a walk in the town of Lisa, and I see someone pouring some water out the window. So I was thinking, you know, the first thing I thought is, oh my gosh, that's Mamish Aser. It's against the Yerushalmi, it's against the Ramah. And, you know, before the water hit the floor, I came up with six reasons why there should be mutter. So Rabbi Yeager was Rabbi Akiva Yeager was very quick. So what are those reasons? So the first point is Rabbi Akiva Yeager notes that even though this is Yerushalmi, and even though it might be true that it was quoted by the Smag or the Maril, but all the classical Rishonim and Poskim don't quote it. The Rif, the Rambam, oh, not the Smag. The Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, the Rush, the Tur, don't quote it.
No, there's
Ruach with
it.
What? There was a
Ruach.
Okay, yeah, there was a Ruah, and I think the Maril. So, the first thing he's saying is, well, why is that? Right? Why don't the classical Rishonim quote this? And the answer is, like we said, because it's against the Bavli. The Yerushalmi must have a different Hagdara of the Malacha. And moreover, he says, I'll prove to you that Rishonim, you know, that's proof by omission. The Rambam doesn't paskin it. It's not 100% clear from there that it's wrong. I had a Tosefta quoted by the Gemara in Chulin this morning on Daf Dalet on the base, and I was trying to figure out why, like, there doesn't seem to be any machlokas, but none of the poskim, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch quoted Torah. So does that mean they think it's wrong? There doesn't seem to be a machlokas. So that's always a question. You can't, it's not 100% definitive, but so says Rabbi Akiva Yeager, but I could prove to you that there are certain Rishonim that explicitly paskin against it. For example, the Baal Amor in Pesachim says like this, what do you do, classical question, when Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos? So you have some chametz you need to get rid of.
No. Oh, sorry. You just say throw it into the wind.
Ah, says...
It's the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah
season. Says the Baal Amor, you are Mefazer B'Zor L'Ruach. Now, one second. According to the Yerushalmi, that's an Isser Del Raisa, right? Just like you can't burn your bread... can't do a sreifa on Shabbos. You also can't be mefazer zera l'ruach. They're both a malacha. So, clearly, the Baal Amor, at the very least, does not accept this. And then he says, moreover, we're not even dealing with an iser d'oraisa, because ein disha el b'gedulei karka. So therefore, at least, presumably, there's no disha b'gedulei karka, there's also no zohar b'gedulei karka. So... with non-Gidulei Karka, thank you.
Why is that? Why Dashan?
So that's a good question. We're going to talk about that. Where we draw, where we stop. In other words, at a certain point in time, we probably are not going to hold of this, let's say, Borer, right? So according to those who limited to Gidulei Karka, where they're going to draw the line? That's a very good question.
But if it's the same melacha, then should we say it's a bit better?
Well, it's not the same melacha.
Wouldn't there be a chilek anyway? There's even a chilek between Hagdara, meaning why well, not three melachas? Well, I'll tell you why, because there is not by no Gidulei Karka, and there is by no Gidulei Karka, so you have to have melachas. Just like you're saying by Zera, because there is in the wind, there is not in the wind. So there is no, only by Gidulei Karka, and there is also no Gidulei Karka.
Okay, so therefore you would think that Zohar is limited to Gidulei Karka.
Borer is also by non Gidulei Karka, right?
Well, we're going to see when we get to Borer. That's what I said.
Okay.
We're going to have to figure out if you're of this school of thought that requires Gidulei Karka L'Schayev, where you stop. But one raya is that... Tochein comes after. So if you think that there's no tchina in the Seder of Gidulei, Sidur Defas, if you think there's no tchina for non Gidulei Karka, then presumably also Zohar, right? So certainly, according to those Rishonim, we're dealing at least, at worst, with an Isser D'Rabbanan. And I, the Yerushalmi, maybe the Yerushalmi, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is disha begidulei kark, but benan gidulei kark yerchayv vaychilazon, right? So Yerushalmi is like the opinion that says yerchayv is like the opinion that you don't need gidulei karka, but we paskin that you do need gidulei karka. Okay. But why does the Rama quote it? So the Rama, maybe you're going to say that people are gedulei karka, just like cows are, right? We talked before about the Rambam Shita, that, again, different ways of reading the Rambam, that maybe animals that eat food grown from the ground are gedulei karka, and therefore spitting would be gedulei karka. But certainly this guy is pouring water out the window, so that's certainly not gedulei karka. So therefore, it should be pater for sure. Fine. And then he says, anyway, he doesn't think it's a psik resha, and even if it is, it's certainly not in mechavein. So it's a worst a psik resha deloach beslei, and combine that together with the fact that it's anyway derabanan. So therefore, what this guy was doing, throwing the water out the window, is not such a big deal. So he thinks it's going to be okay.
I guess the ground must have been paved with the
bottom of the pushed, or it was saturated with water.
Right.
Right. So, Lamaisa, as I said, the Mishnah Brura cites this Rabbi Akiva Eiger Bekitzer. And seems to be that the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura is he's not choshesh for the Yerushalmi, for the Rama, whatsoever. And a raya for this is that he quotes the and Simon Tuf Mem Vav Sif Katan Vav, that if you're a motzei chametz beveso biyantif, yifarer bezora l'ruach. So in other words, what you see is, even though Rabbi Akiva Eger's kula was based off of psik resha deloni chalei, right? The Mishnah Brura is really even willing to be made for psik resha deloni chalei, like in the case of chametz. Now, one nafkamina for this Rama, which you shall me, is the case of aerosol cans, because over there, that's exactly what you're doing. You're, let's say, the deodorant. You're being mefazer it.
It's not
the aruch, though. Oh, so according to it would be okay. And if you look at the deer shoe notes over there, number 70, it quotes a number of poskim that are mekel, because basically we don't poskim like this Yerushalmi. You could also argue that even if we accept the Yerushalmi and the Rama, that this is different because it's not al yedei ruach, right? And that idea is cited by Rav Moshe in Rabbi Eider's Sefer. He's matir hatazas spray, afshu davka rotza pizur, ki ha'isr hu rak kashe ha'pizur nas al yedei ruach, the kan ha'pizur hu al yedei halachatz shel ha'spray. Okay? If you look at the 39 Malachos, this whole shtickle, I don't know what he was talking about, being mechalik between two types of spray, and some sprays would be more of a problem and some sprays would be less of a problem. But I think that... No, well, yeah, I think...
Venturian aerosol.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Ein Sham, but I think the Velt is makel for both. And it's because, fundamentally, I mean, A, Rav Moshe Svara, and B, the fact that the Mishnah Berurah Svara, that we don't accept the Yerushalmi at all. Ad kidei kach, that the Bir Halacha is so perplexed by this Yerushalmi that he suggests, he cites another interpretation of the Yerushalmi from the Sefer Alfei Menashe, that the whole Yerushalmi is talking not about Zora, but it's talking about Mavir Arbor Amos, which is a rabbin. We're bringing a dimyon for Zora. And he says that's right. He quotes this Perush, which is like a very far-fetched reading of the Yerushalmi, and he says, V'hunachor. And if you hold to this, then it's actually an interesting chiddush that's coming out, that any malacha, yirchayev al yedei ruach, we don't say it's grumamba. So there's a, maybe a, the Mishnah is bringing it as a kula, though, might also relate to a chumra. It would be easy to say like Rashi, especially if you're mechavein lekach. If you said it like the Rush, let's say, it might not be true.
Wouldn't it be worse if you're causing, if we actually held the Yerushalmi, would it be worse to cause the spray to come out directly than al yedei ruach? Unless you held like...
Well, that's the question. What exactly are we... Why is this Zohra? In other words, this is definitely not like the Zohra and the Mishkan was a case of using the wind to separate. Now, intuitively, the truth is, I would have said like you. I assume the Svar L'Hakel is that the way he's learning it is that if it's this, you know, and maybe sort of to shtickle be miyashev, the kasha we ask, right? The kasha we said is, how do you paskin like this? It's a Yerushalmi, it's against the Bavli, right? If the Bavli says this is a separation halacha. So if you think that the Yerushalmi isn't against the Bavli, how are you going to be miyashev it? So maybe this is similar to what we were saying before in terms of what is constitutes a tolda. So we said from the Tiferes Yisrael that there's two types of tolda. The standard type of tolda is where the maisa is different, but the totzah is the same, right? Now, that is certainly not the case here, because the totzah is very different. In one case, the totzah is separating, and here the totzah is
spreading.
But maybe the Yerushalmi held that it's a tolda because it's similar in the maisa, i.e., harnessing the wind to, even though it's very, very different in the totzah, there's not actually borer. And the Rishonim that quote this Yerushalmi are saying, yeah, it's not against the Bavli. The melacha of Zoreh is still separating, right? Just like the Bavli says. Zakti Yerushalmi, but alt tolda, then you could be chayev. Ah, so if that's true, so it's not going to be if it's similar, i.e. wind. But once it's not wind, so then it's enodome, neither in the pula or the totsah, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And that's why the spray deodorant will be mutter, because it has nothing to do with the malacha. So maybe that's the svara of Rav Moshe. Okay, good. So that concludes the first half of today's shiur. So we have 5 more minutes for the... Yeah?
Just going back to the... Going back to, can you mention in passing about how the water is pasha that is not kiduli karpi, even though you gather it from the floor? You have a line like that. So why is that pasha that's not, like, if you have mayan water, like, why is that pasha that's not kiduli karka?
So it's an interesting question. Where, you know, once we have a flexible theory of what kiduli karka means, I think Rabbi Kivyeger is assuming that it means it grows from the ground. Now, maybe a shtickle raya is like this. I don't know if this is a raya. But Pashuk from the Gemara, that even if you have the expanded version of Gidulei Karka, snails are not Gidulei Karka, right? Snails grow in the ocean. Sure. The Chilazon?
From?
Well, they... if once you're going to say that the ocean... Well, what do they drink? What do they eat? Everything is in the ocean. Mamish, it's more Gidulei Karka than a cow. Right? If you're right. So, Alma, you see that the ocean isn't Gidulei Karka. Okay. So now we have three. What?
The money doesn't grow.
But that's whatever the answer is. Well, you're.
You're
saying
it's like
Gidulei.
Whatever
world's
like
Gidulei
Karka.
So Mayan is God, though. Chaim Chaim. No. Still, it's just coming out from below. If it is, according to your theory, taking water from a spring on Shabbos should be chayef because of a kotzer. Okay,
no,
we can do that.
No, because you might need detaching, right?
But if it's gadel minakarka, that means that.
The point is, it's not better than an arts.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
So now we have 3 minutes left for the second half of today's shiur. So we're not really going to get to the second half of today's shiur, but as I already mentioned, that it's a very fascinating Rashi. right? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, how to understand why what the maskana of the Gemara, what is kotesh? Right? Tosfos is pretty simple. We've already discussed different interpretations. Tosfos says in different places, but the simple reading of the maskana of the Gemara is that the reason why kotesh isn't an av is because of what? Because not chashev. Why? Because not part of Sidur Depas. Good. But Rashi's sheet is fascinating, because Rashi says that kotesh is an av. Now, and why is it? What does the Gemara mean when it brings up Sidur Depas? Sounds like from Rashi. The simple reading of Rashi is that Sidur Depas are the things listed in the Mishnah, right? It's not Sidur Depas is what makes it a malacha, an av. Sidur Depas is the malachos, the avos that the Tana decided to list in the Mishnah are the ones that are part of Sidur Depas. Right? The simple reading of Rashi is that if you did Kotesh and Dush, Behelam Echad, according to Rashi, Bichayv Shtayim, not Tosfos, but Rashi. Maybe. Now, the problem for that is, so how many malachos are there according to Rashi? Does that mean there are 40? So maybe Rashi will say, yeah, Nachanami. In other words, the Gemara said that according to Rava's interpretation, the Mishnah's Rebbe, that there's only Lamites Malachos, implying that according to Abaye, maybe Taka, there's 40. And that's a little bit the lesson of the Gemara, right? Rava said, Masnisin Mani Rebbehi, implying that if you learn like Abaye, it's not Rebbe. Now the problem with that is that the Mishnah says that there are 39 malachos, right? They're actually 40. So maybe you'll say it's lav dafka, but the problem is the Gemara later on says minyan alamali. And the Gemara seems to assume that it's dafka. The Gemara says, why does it say there's 39? Because if you did all of them behelam echad, your chayv I'll call achas the achas. So it won't be kash for tosfos. Also the Gemara later on daf ayin ham at base, the Gemara says that 39 lafuke Rabbi Yehuda, that's mosif shoved umidaktek. So if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on this Gemara, he asks these kashas, and there are a number of achronim. That is the simple reading of Rashi. What I was suggesting, it's made. That's the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Maram, others. Others try to be doch in Rashi and say that's not, even though it sounds like it's really an av, it's not really what he means. Take a look at the Rashash. Ramban actually has a totally different explanation in Rashi, though I don't know if it works in our Girsa, but the Ramban assumes that it's Borer. Anyway, in terms of all the kashas that we asked, there's a nice shot in the Chefetz Hashem to be Miyashi Rashi. There's still a shtickle diuk against Rashi, but it's not. He shows it's not really none of those cases are Pirchos and Rashi. Chefetz Hashem is the Archaim HaKadosh. He has a sefer on, as we talked about this summer, the Fort Lichavra, we had a Hilula for the Archaim HaKadosh in the summer. Archaim is from Morocco, Kayadua. So last year we did a lot of Archaim HaKadoshes, right? When we learned Yoredeya. Right?
Pre-Chadosh.
Not the Pre-Chadosh.
No.
Who he relates to the Pre-Chadosh. What do you write?
Pre-Chadosh?
Yes.
Pre-Chadosh.
Good. And so on Shabbos, you can learn the Chefetz Hashem, which is a parish on the Daf. It's on the Bar Ilan. It's a tremendous parish. So he has a nice Mahalach and Rashi. Ayin Sham, Betim Tanachas. But Bekitzer, there are a number of approaches to in the Rishonim how to deal with Kotesh. According to Rashi, it sounds like an independent Daf. According to Taisus Rid, it's included in Dash. According to the Shita Laran and the Meiri, it's a told of Dash. In other words, the difference is it Me'ein Av or a Tolda. According to Ramban, it's included in Borer. According to the Ritva, it's included in Tochein. Take a look at the Magen Avram, Shin Yud Tes, Sif Katan Ches, and the Bir Alach at the end of Sif Yud. And Hatzlacha on Chazara. And Be'ez Hashem will pick up after Yantavari. You should have a Marchim Atayva, good Gemen Shdiar.
Amen.